Let's welcome in Bob Soucy from the broadcast booth with Chris Gasper in Chicago. This is the inactive list that the Patriots just put out a short time ago. No surprises. John Simon, Geno Grissom, Rob Gronkowski, Marcus Cannon, Jake Hollister, Brian Schwenke, and Keonta Davis are your inactives for the Patriots. Rob Gronkowski being downgraded to out. He's dealing with a back injury. And Marcus Cannon, Bob, not able to recover from the concussion that he suffered last week. It was trending this way at the end of the week. He didn't practice. He was listed as doubtful. What's your level of faith in LaAdrian Waddle to do the job in the absence of Cannon today?
Yeah, but I think, you know, you go back to last year's Oakland game, and the Patriots did a very good job of containing Khalil Mack with Marcus Cannon at right tackle. Remember, LaAdrian Waddle had to take over for Cannon for much of the year, and it was Waddle rather than Cannon playing against Mack against the Oakland Raiders in that game at Mexico City. But the thing about today's game is without Gronk, and of course you have no other tight end, Allen, you expect principally now to stay in and block, but it's not just Khalil Mack. It's what he does in concert with Akeem Hicks and Eddie Goldman and the other guys in that front seven for Chicago that makes it so difficult. A lot of teams slide protection toward Mack, and as good as he's been, the feeling around here, even as expressed by defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, is that he's created opportunities for Akeem Hicks, and that's why they play next to one another on the line almost exclusively on the left side of the Chicago defensive line. So the Pats, again, in the past have contained Mack pretty well, even last year with Waddle rather than Cannon, but I think the group as a whole is a lot different than what they saw when Mack was a member of the Raiders.
Bob, you know, I see when I look at the Bears side of things with these inactives, it looks like their guys they really needed to go are going to be able to go here. Bryce Callahan is a go for them. Allen Robinson a go for them. And you obviously mentioned Khalil Mack. What does that do for the Patriots? Some of the Bears people or Bears reporters I've spoken to have said Bryce Callahan's arguably been their best corner this year as a slot guy.
Yeah, Chris, I think this team for Chicago, last week notwithstanding, has been very impressive in a lot of different ways, and the development of Trubisky the last couple of weeks. Now, granted, the quality of the competition that he's beaten is lackluster when you consider Arizona and Tampa Bay. But this is a team that is only a handful of points away from being unbeaten at this point. And you look at the play of the secondary, they've got 10 interceptions. A lot of it's created because they don't have to send extra pass rushers. They've gotten to the quarterbacks 18 times this year, 33 quarterback hits. But they're not sending typically 5-6 guys, so they've been able to match up so well. And again, that, a lot of that goes back to the fact that you have a guy like Mack who's so good from the edge, and someone like Hicks, who's done such a great job for them, more than 11 sacks the last 2 years combined, at getting pressure on the quarterback, and they've covered with more, and they've been able to take the ball away a lot.
We're talking with Bob Soucy. He's inside the broadcast booth in Chicago. Bob, when you look at this game, and you look at the game the Patriots played a week ago against an Andy Reid disciple, this week against an Andy Reid disciple, last week against Andy Reid, what do you think we see from the Patriots defense today?
Well, Chris, Mark, I hope we see a lot more of what we witnessed last week in the first half against Kansas City, because I thought the defense, all things considered, especially based on the expectations going into that game and the production of Kansas City's offense, I think the defense did exactly what it had to do the first 30 minutes of that game. They got a couple of turnovers, they got stops in the red zone, and they gave their offense an opportunity to have a two-score lead. But obviously there was a letdown in the second half, and that's been the case the last couple of weeks. They've allowed 52 points in the second half, more than 500 yards against the Colts as well as the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's not just the second half of Kansas City, but I think even the previous week, despite a big lead, that was disappointing in their performance. And the thing about Chicago, too, is they may not have a Tyreek Hill, but they do the same type of things that Andy Reid does with Matt Nagy. Remember, he took over for Reid late last season as the play caller for the Chiefs. They have a lot of different types of skill players who really force you to defend just about everything. And they have a lot of formations, maybe not a lot of complex plays per se, but how they get to them can be very confusing for defenses. And we know the Patriots have had problems, whether it was Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, or Matt Nagy as a head coach or offensive coordinator going up against that type of offense the last few years.
Bob, the Bears' run defense, for the most part, has been very good this year, fourth in the league, 83 yards per game. But Miami was really able to run the football against them. Frank Gore went over 100 yards, 101. Kenyon Drake added 57. They had 161 yards rushing. I bring that up because we've seen each week that Sony Michel has gotten better and better and better and more decisive with his decisions. and his cuts for the Patriots. Is this a Sony Michel game, or do you think the Patriots just try and throw it all around the yard?
Yeah, Chris, I think it's a good point about Chicago's rushing defense because they haven't allowed a rushing touchdown this year. They've allowed only a handful of rushing first downs. And you go back to the absence of Gronkowski. As good as James Devlin has been as a fullback to lead the way on a lot of those inside runs for Sony Michel, Gronk with the wham block, and now not having the combination of the two tight ends there for him. How does that affect the way they use Devlin today? Do they have to offset him and use him more as an H-back than they might otherwise? You know, those are some of the things that I'm wondering about going into this game. I think it's going to be tough to run on Chicago the way they've been able to run almost at will the last couple of weeks. I think have a good offensive line, and I think Sony has really progressed. But Chicago has been solid to date, and I always take into account the conditions in Miami. We've seen Patriot teams go down there and not play well. And a very hot day last week, game time temp of 89, heat index much higher than that. And the Bears had a 21-13 lead early in the fourth quarter, and they turned the ball over. It was really a careless play that gave Miami the chance to come back and eventually get even before the Bears regained the lead, albeit briefly. So they were in control of that game despite the statistics early in the fourth quarter, and they let it get away from them.
Appreciate the time, Bob. Looking forward to your call of the game today.
All right, looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.